Okay, I'm here with Briar McNanny, head coach of the Nelson Leafs. Briar joined the team last season, partway through the year, and it is his first official full season as the Leafs head coach. Their first game is tonight against the Revelstoke Grizzlies here in town at the Nelson Community Complex. So head downtown and support your local hockey team. Puck drop is at 7 p.m. Okay, Briar, last time we spoke, you were just starting camp, I believe. So talk a little bit about how that went.
Pretty happy with how camp went. We had 47 guys. We're down to our final 25 now. We're very happy with how everything went. Everybody there showed quite well. And all of the guys who did end up getting released from our team all found spots with other teams in our league. Obviously, the 47 guys we brought in were all very good hockey players. They did us proud. We got a lot of excitement from not only the players and their families, but a lot of good recognition from people around town and people around the league who've followed the team through a number of years. And there's a pretty good excitement and a pretty good buzz going around.
That's impressive. It had to be a real competitive camp if everyone ended up in the league.
Yeah, everybody ended up in the league. There was some locals, obviously, that went back to minor hockey, so everyone had a place to play. I think there was about 7 or 8 of them, and they all ended up, obviously, playing minor hockey. We did affiliate a few of them, and a few others got some looks with some other teams as well. But, yeah, everybody's playing hockey this year. Nobody out of our camp is playing beer league. They're all playing junior somewhere, which is pretty impressive. There's not many camps that and teams that you can say put in the amount of effort to find guys places to play. Huge shout out to our general manager Lance Morey for putting in the time and the effort to making sure that all of these kids have places to play. And that's something that we told all these guys coming in, that there's no guarantees making the squad, but you're here because we believe in you and you should play in our league. And if you're not going to play for us, we'll do our best to find you another place. And he did just that. Huge props to him. All the respect in the world.
What's the makeup of the roster look like in terms of veterans to young players? And how many local guys do we have on the team? We know we have at least one in Seamus Boyd, who we had on the radio here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so we've got Drake Proctor here as well. So we do have two guys down in our final 25. We did have to release a few veteran players over the span of camp, which is always tough having known them for a year. However, when you have to do what's right for the team, it's a tough decision, but we feel we have a pretty strong 25 guys here. We have, as far as veteran players go, we have 9 veteran players, or sorry, 10. So we have a pretty young group. However, when you move 7 or 6 guys on to college last year, and then 7, if you count Lucas Byrne heading over to the Maritimes Junior A League just before we were designated Junior A ourselves, you're expecting a lot of turnover.
That's the nature of junior hockey, but that does sound like more turnover than a typical year.
Yeah. That's quite a bit. So we're very young, and it's pretty evident how young we are. But we're pretty excited to finally get our hands on the final 25 and get these guys coached properly and to finally get into a junior hockey system and that rhythm.
So you said training camp went well, was competitive. You also played 4 exhibition games, is that correct?
Yeah, we did.
So obviously that's not the full roster. You're trying out a lot of different things. It's not how the team's actually going to look. But only 1-3 in those games. What positives can you take from those?
Well, again, with those positives there, with the 3 losses, obviously that's never ideal. However, at the same time, with how many guys we had, how good players we have, those 3 games were more about trying to find guys' homes, having seen in-house what we have, who realistically would and wouldn't be on the roster. Those 3 losses were not as worried about, considering we wanted to find guys' homes. And we loaded those games up more with younger guys and guys who were fighting for spots on the team. So we don't really take those as losses. If anything, they're positives because we found those guys' homes.
Well, it's nice being able to have a group of guys that, you know, you don't really need to see in those games. You already know what you're going to get from them.
Exactly.
Have you appointed captains for the year?
No, not yet. No. When we feel the time's right, then we'll name our leadership group.
Okay. Another thing that we haven't talked about, and I'm unsure of, is what's your coaching staff look like? Were these guys that you were able to bring in with you last year? Do we have a whole new group?
Yep, we have a new group. So we have two guys. One guy named Russell Sanderson. He came over from the Cabell River Storm. We're very fortunate to have him. Again, I think he's probably ready to take on a head coaching role sooner rather than later. When it comes to the junior hockey standpoint, he's experienced. He's very knowledgeable. And I think he's pretty close to making that step. I think he just needs an opportunity somewhere. And we're very fortunate to have him here. Great respect from the kids. Everybody loves him. Pretty much the minute you meet him, it's hard not to like him right away and respect everything he says. So he's been a great addition. We also have another local who's starting his first year's coaching, former Leaf, played some junior A as well. His name's Cole Arcuri. Well-known in the community, him and his family. He was a great player, but he's turning out to be a pretty good coach right off the bat. He's pretty passionate. He's pretty driven, and we're very excited to have him. I have nothing but good things to say about Cole so far.
How do you split up like the tasks in your league? You know, like knowing like the NHL, one coach will run the D, one coach will run, you know, like the power play and whatnot. Is it similar to that?
Yeah, it's similar to that. Definitely as a head coach, it's hard to let go of some things, but these two are some skilled, knowledgeable individuals that in past years, it would be tougher to let go of some of the things I want or some of the things that a coach would normally want to take on. But I do have a lot of trust in these guys or else they wouldn't be here. So I want to give them as much as they can handle right now. Obviously, well, we all still work in conjunction with each other in every aspect at the same time. But the defensemen, I'm handing off to Cole. I'm letting Russell take the goaltending along with our goalie consultants. I'm helping the forwards out. We're all doing special teams together. Every guy has a couple face-off assignments, plays, and then certain forechecks and things within the game. A lot of it we're helping each other out with, but there are some things that I'm letting them kind of take the ball and run with.
You have been a head coach in the past, but previously you weren't. And it's probably hard to, like, you want to do it all, but you really have to delegate a lot, too. You're not just there to teach the guys.
Yeah, the delegation, definitely, just like every head coach says, his first year as a head coach is probably the toughest thing, but the most important thing, and realizing what you can and can't delegate. And I feel with these two that it's been such a natural fit between three of us that the delegation is, I've been more comfortable than any other year, my coaching career, being able to hand things off.
Let's talk about the game tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Nelson Community Complex against the Revelstoke Grizzlies. What do you know about them?
Well, they're a well-established group. Nothing but respect for them, the way they play, the way that they've ran their organization for as long as we can remember. There's a reason they're always the top team in our league. They're a hard-working group. They're a physical group. I really like the way they forecheck. We have very similar, if not almost identical, defensive zone coverages. And the way that we both backtrack and reload is very similar as well. So it's going to be an interesting game. I think that's two very similar styles going at it. It'll probably come down to a little bit of special teams play and which team can get their young guys going a little bit quicker and integrated a little bit faster. So it'll be an interesting game and a fun game, and I'm happy we're playing them first. It's a good test against a well-established group. Should be a fun one for everybody.
So you'll know how to attack them. It's just a matter of executing.
Exactly.
I've got a few minutes left here. One thing I want to talk about. A lot of people, I think, in junior markets become very big fans of goaltenders. Who do we got for goalies this year?
So we've got two boys named Jackson McLeod and Todd Hiscock. Jackson McLeod, he's coming in right now probably as the top guy. However, we like to have a 1A, 1B type situation. He came in from the Winnipeg Blues out of the Manitoba Junior A Hockey League via trade. He's been fantastic so far, pretty good edge control. He does a lot of things that we really like and, well, any junior team would like. We're very fortunate to have him, and he's a great kid on top of all of that. Todd Hiscock comes in. He's a competitor. He's into it every single minute, can play the puck really well. He played in Ontario Hockey Academy last year, came pretty highly regarded, and was high on our scouting list as well. So we're very fortunate to have these two as a pairing, and I think they're going to work well with each other and read off each other well and learn quite a bit, especially with Russell and then Richie and Thomas helping us with the goalie consulting as well. We feel we have a pretty strong tandem.
Even in professional hockey, like, gone are the days of having one guy play, you know, 90% of your starts. And especially in junior, you want to be developing players too. So it's nice to know you have a good tandem there.
Yeah. We're comfortable on any given night with both of our goaltenders.
Anything you want to tell the fans ahead of tomorrow's opening game?
Enjoy, have a beer, and cheer on your Leafs.
All right, great, Meyer. Good luck tomorrow night.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a good one.